You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are visiting with Steve Hamm, Digital Marketing Solutions Pro at Moss Pros. Moss Pros creates online digital solutions for small to medium-sized businesses. Steve, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here as well.
Yes, and certainly want to know more about Moss Pros. So first of all, who is Moss Pros and what is your advantage?
Yeah, Eric, Moss Pros has been servicing clients since about 2008, and we are dedicated to helping those small to medium-sized businesses create strong brands. We want to help them drive traffic to their businesses, and we're able to offer a one-stop shop. Now, I know that that's a cliche, but it really is what we do with web solutions and online marketing services that will help businesses as they grow. Our client retention rate has been a stellar 98%. And simply because our clients have come to value the level of service, expertise, and the personalized support that we offer them. Eric, we've got a team of designers, developers, and marketing consultants who are integral to our success. Their professionalism, their creativity, and their dedication to our clients makes Moss Pros stand apart from our competition. And finally, we have experience working with businesses in various industries, and we take a very scientific approach to researching and gathering the actionable data, creating a scalable digital marketing strategy, and then applying a planned approach to executing that strategy. And we have a proven track record in successfully creating designs and marketing campaigns that drive results and have helped our clients successfully launch new products, generate new leads, increase conversion rates, and increase online brand awareness.
Outstanding. So what makes digital marketing so effective, and more importantly, what are its benefits to a business owner?
Good question. The marketing world is no stranger to new and innovative developments, but digital marketing really takes the cake, Eric. In many ways, the rise of digital marketing kind of heralds an end to the old days with traditional marketing practices that have kind of ruled the roost for so many years and have rendered them less effective and even totally obsolete. Traditional advertising doesn't exactly rely a great deal on timing, as we know. It is more of a scattered approach where marketers and businesses hope to kind of catch the audience as they go about their business. With digital marketing, however, the focus is on providing for the needs of the customer right when they need it. And this is, in fact, one of the most significant benefits of digital marketing. Digital marketing, as you know, allows you to hone in on your market to a remarkably precise degree. No matter how small or how specialized your business niche may be, digital marketing allows you to get in there and grab the attention of your potential customers. And the ability to target people who already know that you already know are interested in your product or services is something that traditional marketing can only dream of. Also, traditional marketing allows you to obtain very valuable information from your audience by way of tracking. Everything that visitors and potential customers do on a website can be tracked to even how long they stay there. And this is valuable information because it is especially handy for figuring out what makes people click, what holds their attention, and also what turns them off. Perhaps the most significant, I think, Eric, the benefit of digital marketing is that it takes the advantage of an immense and almost limitless base of potential customers. As massive as the internet audience is, it is still growing, and this gives you a lot more opportunity to hone in on your target audience.
Why are websites the main factor in an online marketing strategy?
Yeah, the overall design of your company's website is crucial to your online success. A website that doesn't flow with the overall intent of your products or services might make people click away, and we certainly don't want that. Don't think of your website's design as an excuse to make your site look nice. Think of it as a smart business investment and a way to increase the overall appeal of your brand. So before creating it, a business owner needs to have a plan of action so that they know what they want the site to do and how it will look and in deciding what they want to spend on it. I think there's four probably key things here that companies can do when they're ready to have a website designed. You know, certainly show folks like me what you like. A web design company needs to know you, the client, and everyone's taste and style and method and color and preference is totally different. So if you already have a style that you like, you know, show it to your web designer. Show them what you loved about the design, what you disliked. And doing this will give your web designer a much better understanding of what you want so that you can receive the best possible results. It's also good for the business owner to go in prepared. So in order to have a somewhat complete idea about what you want with your web design, it's a good idea to provide examples of things that you like what text or images, or maybe draw some outlines on paper, and also provide some examples of websites that you admire. And Eric, I can't stress this enough, but mobile is a must. With a large portion of everyday internet users switching over to smartphones, tablets, and other mobile devices, it is vital that your website is built for these smaller devices. Make sure your web design provider offers responsive layout designs compatible with all devices, or else you risk losing plenty of potential customers and leads. And fourthly, and a real key to all of this, is communication. If there is a certain part of your web design that you dislike, then your first thought is to probably offer a designer a different way to do it. Although doing that is important to achieve what you want, it's also equally important to explain why you dislike the design element. For example, if you have a call to action button that's green, but you'd rather have it blue, explain to the designer why you would rather have it blue. Communicate with your web designer on a regular basis to decrease these problems and certainly save time. And of course, Eric, there are many more factors that are needed to create a great business website, such as links to social media websites. If you're selling products online, then you need those e-commerce tools. You know, blogging is a great way to communicate with your customers and clients. You want feedback forms on your website, hit counters so that people can see how many viewers you've had to your site, and certainly SEO, search engine optimization is fundamental to get that your site's ranking higher in search engines. And very important today is get that security to protect against those hackers.
Good information. Without a question, today we are joined by Steve Hamm, Digital Marketing Solutions Pro at Moss. Moss Pros creates online digital solutions for small to medium-sized businesses, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Steve, why is it important to have a mobile-friendly website? I know you briefly touched on that, but if you could hit on a little bit further, that would be great.
Absolutely. Mobile devices, Eric, have become one of the most important players on the consumer scene. Just look around at everything people use them for. They communicate on them. They plan their leisure on them. They play games on them. And the list goes on and on. And certainly one of the most important things people use mobile devices for is research. So from looking at deals in your neighborhood restaurant to deciding whether to buy product A or product B, it's become an indispensable tool for many consumers. But behind that, those shiny buttons popping out from the touchscreen is a field that's still very clouded in lots of mystery. There's even expert marketers are still trying to get a grasp on this technology. But I think there's three key advantages for having mobile-optimized websites for any business. Very importantly is that mobile-compatible designs improve SEO. You know, web developers and designers know that when Google recommends a course of action, it's usually a good idea to follow it if your goal is to increase your search rankings. So in an attempt to clarify the message to web developers, Google has specifically stated that responsive design is Google's recommended configuration. And I believe, Eric, that this statement says it all. If you employ a responsive design, you have more equity in your backlinks. And there have been several times that I have wanted to share a link from my iPhone, but when copying and pasting that link in an email, the link copied is the link to the mobile site. So anyone who clicks on this link in a full-size browser is going to be taken to the mobile site. And if they are not redirected, then they're treated to content that is not optimized for their screen. No one wants to see a mobile site on their desktop, so they just bounce off and leave. So if you design your site responsively, every link that is shared is a link to your full site and your mobile site. So for a mobile site, and for that matter, every site, SEO and user experience are interrelated. If your site is unpleasant to use and the user can't find what they're looking for, you have a quick exit and you lose customers. This will cause your bounce rates to grow, which signals to Google that your site probably does not have what the person was searching for. Winner, winner, you've just been knocked down the rankings for the term that they searched for. Now, this can be avoided by having a mobile-compatible site that looks great, functions extremely well, and has all the content of your full-size browser version. And by all means, do not use those plugins that convert your site to mobile. There was a time and place for that, but that time has passed. There are a few things in this world more ugly and more insightful than visiting a site on my phone or tablet and have it redirect to a bland mobile version. I think, secondly, mobile designs are easier to maintain. I know for sites that create a lot of content, it's very challenging to make sure all of this rich content is transferred properly. But you will have to spend more time or pay someone else time copying and formatting content to multiple places. If your site is designed responsively, when you're finished creating content, then you're finished. So with responsive design, your site is also future-proof. So many mobile-only sites have to be constantly tweaked when a new device comes on the market. But mobile responsive design ensures that your site will be optimized regardless of the screen size. And thirdly, it just gives the reader a better experience. So some content producers think that you should develop content per device, only publishing content that they believe appeals to mobile users or removing content that they determine to not be important. Mobile users can and will do anything and everything the desktop users will do, provided it's presented in a usable way. And Eric, finally, there have been several studies that have shown that mobile devices, mobile usage, and mobile purchases continue to rise at an exponential rate. And I believe this trend will not slow down in the future, but only increase. So to be successful on the web, you must begin your process with a strategy that puts mobile responsive design first.
And how important is search engine optimization for businesses to be found in a crowded online marketplace?
Yeah, it's very important, Eric. We know that businesses are hard at work reaching out to everyone using SEO. And while it's good to aim high, it's also a good idea to have those alternatives as well. Now, a marketing strategy that isn't discussed often is aiming for niche markets. Now, this specific audience is tailored to what your products or services are, and reaching out to these people who need or rely on these products or services will increase the success rate of turning those audiences into customers. Now, businesses can use this to flourish in a very crowded pool of competition. So by aiming the company in a different direction, businesses have a chance to stand out, and it's easier for the company website to be found in those search engine results. The other thing you have to have is a thorough understanding of what you're offering. Examine the products and services and determine what kind of people would be interested in them. Figure out demographics by conducting surveys, taking polls, and interacting with customers and asking for feedback. Very important there. Make sure the target market is interested in your services. You know, alter marketing strategies and test campaigns for effectiveness. It's always good to test. I think another key thing here, Eric, is choosing keywords very carefully. And this can be very tricky because a good keyword has to be common enough so that audiences can type it into search engines, but unique enough for it to stand out from the few competitors in that same niche. And it's also relevant enough to describe your company. So a good example would be Blackjack for iPhone or spa products for back problems. I would also encourage folks to use location in keywords to zero in on local audiences. And a location keyword just makes targeting your audience easy to manage, so you can choose between a city, state, country. And some examples here would be furniture in Miami or London home security system. And I think you should scout out the competition's website. You know, look at what they're doing right and do something similar. But also look at what's wrong and make sure you don't repeat those same mistakes. So, you know, thriving in a niche market is not about being first in line. More than likely, someone is aiming for that same niche you're after. But it's really about knowing exactly how specific to be and how skilled or you and your professional is at SEO. Now, beginners should aim smaller. They should take what the company is and get specific, while the intermediates and the pros can aim for a bigger niche that is not as specific.
Very helpful information, and you can't put a price on how important this is, and certainly you offer a tremendous service in the marketplace. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Moss Pros online?
Sure, Eric. Our website is www.mossprosraleighdurham.com. I know that's a mouthful, but that's where they can find out more information about a lot of stuff we talked about today.
Very good. And in conclusion, is there any advice for the listener on the topic that we have been covering today?
You know, Eric, I think one of the advice is blogging. I kind of mentioned that earlier, that if you've got a website, you want to make sure you've got a blog. So being a business owner, I think it's vital that you provide your audience with a steady information source, which can happen through keeping an active blog. You know, blogging is a great way to gain new customers. It's a great way to retain your current ones by providing them with fresh content. When you blog effectively, your website also will begin to gain rank in all the popular search engines and be easier to find. So how you can stay active and effective in your blogging for your business, you know, here's some tips. I think sharing in social media. When you blog, make sure you have all the share buttons to your popular social media sites. I think frequency in blogging is important. I think writing a post, you know, at least 2 to 3 times a week. Not only that, again, you want to syndicate each of those posts through different avenues like social media, social bookmarking, and videos. And then, again, this will enable you to benefit from more traffic. And it's really about keeping the momentum going, Eric, because this is a very powerful thing. And once you start this communication channel and you've opened this up to your target audience and you started to build a little trust and a little recognition, you know, you want to keep them informed, you want to keep them engaged and interested through this momentum. Let's face it, people lack routine, and once you become a core influence to your readers, they'll expect more from you. And this will build even more trust and position you as a leader in your niche. So by keeping the momentum going and building the trust, you will begin to get those first-time sales, which in turn will go into repeat customers.
Super information. We've been speaking with Steve Hamm, Digital Marketing Solutions Pro at Moss Pros, that creates online digital solutions for small to medium-sized businesses. And once again, the website of reference is mossprosraleighdurham.com. Again, that's Moss, M-A-A-S, prosraleighdurham.com. Steve, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You bet, and come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.